Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
This is how flying should be. That's what a Breeze guest recently said about Breeze Airways. Breeze flies nonstop to Sarasota, Bradenton, and more straight from Long Island MacArthur Airport. Breeze not only makes travel easy and affordable, but they offer flexible and friendly change policies, have high-speed Wi-Fi, and a premium first-class seat called Breeze Ascent. It's time you choose to fly Breeze. What are you waiting for? Book your flight today at flybreeze.com. Breeze Airways, seriously nice, in partnership with Visit Bradenton.
All right, my friends, we are halfway home on a Thursday. Ben and Woods, 97.3, The Fan. Been a bit of a long week, but a good week, I think, for the program. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel, the executive producer of said program. Ben Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor, joins us as well. Morning, Benjamin.
Good to be here.
What happened to our stream?
You are gone.
You disappeared.
You have disappeared from the stream, so...
Cool.
You're just going to have to imagine what Woods looks like at the moment. You can hear him still.
Yep.
But you're just going to have to use your imagination. He's very tall and handsome, well-groomed. Oh. In your imagination, you can be anything you want.
That's true.
Oh, there you are.
That's true.
Back to the normal.
My back?
Woods. Yeah.
Okay, there we go. About that. Handsome, huh? Thank you, Ben.
No, in my imagination.
Oh, in your imagination.
Were very handsome.
Yeah, at one time, I think I have qualified.
Voice of an angel.
No, not really. Not really at all. Speaking of voice of an angel, before we talk about this, I called radio legend David Rickards yesterday.
Had him in studio recently. That was very fun.
Yeah, formerly of Dave Shelley and Chainsaw, who, when they called it quits, allowed us to fly up in the ratings, which was great. And I thank Dave for retiring every day. Obviously hearing he does a podcast, and that's what I was calling him about. My wife wants to do a podcast. And she's on me pretty hard about it.
Were you hoping that maybe
he would do it with her?
He would do it with her?
My idiot soulmate with Dave Rickards and Hannah Nancaro Woods. He will do a better job than I would, I'll tell you that. So I called him about the place that they record, and I just had some questions. I texted him, hey, is it cool if I give you a call? He said, absolutely. Bro, when you call him, and he's like, yeah, hello, and you're like, oh, hi, Dave. He's like, hey, buddy. And he's just those pipes and that voice. He was so kind, gave me kind of the rundown on what they're doing. And he said, I want to thank you again for having me on. He said, you guys have a lot of fans. I got a lot of feedback about that. I said, you have a lot of fans. You have a lot of fans. We got a lot of feedback about that as well. And he said, I said, you got to come do it again someday. He goes, done. Anytime. Anytime you guys need me, call me. But just offered 20 minutes of his time to kind of walk me through what they're doing. And just a really, really cool It's wild to
What does he think about like the weekly Dave Rickards hour, you know?
An hour.
Like Wednesdays at 9 o'clock.
Well, here's the thing about I know about Dave. Because it's funny, because I said to him, I go, look, he's like, so you're gonna do this? I go, I don't know yet. I said, I don't know yet. I said, here's what I do know. I just want to show up and hit on, do the hour-long podcast, and then I want to hit off, and I want to walk away. I don't want to manage social media on it. I don't want to put it on YouTube. I don't want to sell it. I don't want to do anything. If we make some money off it, give me my half. I told my wife this morning, give me my half, and we'll call it a day. I said, but I don't want to do anything. I already have 20 hours of content to fill a week.
You start devoting all your time.
Yeah. And what does that do for you guys?
Hour-long podcast.
Where I'm over here, you know, hey, would you like to invest in our... Like, no, that's not going to happen. You guys know me. This will be my priority. And so, yeah, I'm working it through. Usually I just dive into things. This I'm actually thinking it through. And he was really, really cool and kind. And to be able to call him and get, you know... to hear that voice on the phone. So he said the same thing. He goes, it's exactly like me. He goes, I just want to show up and do my thing and walk away. And he said, he goes, I'm not trying to make money off this. I've already done that in radio. And I was like, it must be nice for you. And
not everybody did, Dave.
Yeah, not everybody did, Dave. You son of a bitch. Guy's just chilling. Made so much money in this business. I'm always
you can always use more.
I'm always a day late and a dollar short, bro. But he was awesome, man. So it's good to talk to him. Sends his best to both of you guys and all of the audience out there as well. And yeah, that's something that will happen again. But a weekly for him, Ben, he's going to want to make money off of that.
I realize that.
Right.
That
he's not going to do it for exposure. Do you know why? He's already been exposed for 30 years in this market.
Completely exposed.
Totally.
Tell him it's good for his brand.
Yeah, this is great for your brand. He's like, what brand? I do a podcast. I'm already rich. So he was awesome, man. It was really cool to talk to him yesterday.
I'm glad you're keeping the lines of communication.
Of course. That's
open.
What I do
That's
best.
That's a good thing. You are
I'm
good
the
at
best
that.
At it. Yep.
You are my guy for keeping lines of communication open.
That's the value I bring.
I am not good at keeping lines of communication. I barely communicate with you two.
Dude, driving home with Ben 6 hours in a car, we do a radio show together. Every 5 days a week, we're driving home like this. He's shouting out billboards. Dental work. Why would anyone go there for dental work?
Of dental billboards.
There were.
In the desert.
Gila Bend.
Beyond Yuma. It was just beyond Yuma, and I'm going, why are there 17 ads for dentists in Los Algodones, California? I have no idea.
But it's true. Like, we do a show together, and we're riding home like, so what are you up to tonight? I don't know. Dinner? What are you going to have? I'm feeling Chinese, he said.
Yeah.
So I got Chinese that night as well.
I did too. Yeah, I got Chinese.
I did as well.
It just takes one little power of suggestion.
Yeah, that's it.
Little power of suggestion. But no, here, what's the right amount, if you're close to a person, like a spouse or a really good friend, how much time do you actually need in a day to talk to that person and feel like you are totally caught up with everything? 20 minutes?
That's a good question. We had a 6-hour drive.
Well, I'm saying we talk for 4 hours every day. We're far beyond the level
of
ever needing to say anything to each other.
But do you not admit it's awkward driving in silence?
Of course it is. But there's
Did
nothing
you feel
left
uncomfortable?
To say. We get through our 30 minutes, and then we go another 3.5 hours every day, just adding on to things that most people don't have time to talk to their friends or their loved ones about. But we talk about everything, and then some, and then even more single day.
It's true.
I got nothing left for you on a 6-hour drive.
Yeah, we really didn't have much to say on the drive home. But but he did. He pointed out all the billboards.
Apparently, Algodones is the dentist mecca of Mexico, so that's why there were all those billboards.
Just driving.
Dentist.
Quiet. Golf in the background, you just hear dental work. 1-800-DENTIST.
Oral surgery.
Yeah, oral surgery. And I'm just sitting there going, I would look at Waze and be like, oh, cool, 4 hours and 48 minutes to go. Dental work.
In a motorcycle accident.
It's so funny, dude. Polly and I drive for 6 hours. We look up, we're like, hey, we made it. And we just BS the whole time. so good.
Root canal.
So brilliant. So brilliant. Oh, my Lord. Anyway.
Well, I mean, it's nice, though. You know, obviously, we're close to each other. When I started in radio, my first job was answering phones for Lee Hacksaw Hamilton's show. Don't think he knew my name, really.
You got a problem.
Which is fine. I didn't, favorite. You know, I didn't expect. He's big.
One seed, by the way. One seed. Yeah, it's one seed. Yeah,
we're getting close, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
Drops pretty soon. Drop.
It's
about 5 weeks.
If that's not a one, it's a two. I mean, it's...
You got a problem.
he was the biggest star of Southern California sports radio, bar none.
No question.
In the, you know, 80s and 90s into the 2000s. The franchise, Lee Hacksaw Hamilton.
That was his nickname?
The franchise,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, God.
Awesome.
His self-given
nickname.
Given.
Yeah. All right. And, you know, Hacksaw, I think, was also a self-given nickname as well. But yeah, that's fine. He made it work for him. So, you know, I'd answer phones and, you know, put callers on hold.
Finally, the chance for somebody to get on and do some good sports talk radio.
And, you know.
How long did you do that for?
I only had to do the phones for a few months, and then I moved into more of the, like, backroom production stuff.
Yeah.
And then finally, you know, I got my chance to get on the air. But anytime he would see me, which... You know, we pass in the hallways. You know, hey, rookie, how's it going, rookie?
You guys wouldn't catch up every morning before the show.
No, there was no. He had his office. His office, by the way, legendary. He had
stripper pole.
No. Stacks
it's a Pilates
of
pole.
Of
Pilates.
You know, I was in Arizona. Club Pilates was there
every time.
He had. He never threw away a media guy, and he got all of them from every team every
year.
They would stack up. Like, if there was an earthquake, he would have died under an avalanche of media guides that reached up to the ceiling in, like, 40 stacks of them all
so
around.
So, like, he'd have, like, the Minnesota Vikings media guy.
For 10 years.
10
just
years.
Just stacked up.
For what?
From the floor to the ceiling, just in case he needed to refer to it.
And then
big old reel-to-reel tapes, just stacks and stacks that he'd handwrite little labels on and slap them on. His office was absolutely legendary. So, but we were talking about, you know, now it's easy to fact-check.
It is Hacksaw.
But Hacksaw always took advantage of the fact that, you know, no one could really go back and, you know, check on what he said. So, you know, like all of us, he liked to be right. And back in, what was it, 1999 when the UConn Huskies and Duke Blue Devils played in the national championship game in college basketball, he made his prediction on Friday and then came back on his Monday show and then took credit.
Wait, when do they play the games usually?
On a Monday night. So he made his prediction Monday morning and then, that's right, Tuesday.
Monday morning and then Tuesday.
Came back and took credit for his correct prediction. And I would imagine most people were like, oh yeah, Hacksaw knows his stuff. But if, like, wait, hold on. If you were actually listening... That wasn't the case. And Milton Hines was the producer, and he was the one who would sometimes call out Hacksaw on his inconsistencies. And we had a tier one who secretly provided Paulie with the audio of that moment that I was talking about. He turned it into a promo. It was all over the airwaves in the late 90s, early 2000s.
Did I not tell you last night that UConn was going to win? I'm picking the Duke Blue Devils to take out the Connecticut Huskies in tonight's NCAA championship game. How about you? You owe me money, Southern California.
The franchise.
It's a new all-time low.
There it is. The audio still exists from more than 25 years ago.
I still will never be able to get the thought of, like, you knocking on his door and he's like, I'm doing Pilates in here. Leave me alone. His own private Pilates studio.
That's so funny. Like, Ben and I, for having, 16, 17 years between us, the paths that we've taken in radio has been very similar.
Yeah.
I mean, who was the first show you ever worked on?
Hacksaw.
No, wasn't it? The coach.
I did. Coach John Quintero.
That was the first show
I ever
worked on.
First one I produced. Yeah, I was the producer for the coach, John Quintero.
The very first time I ever stepped into a real radio station at the Mighty 1090, I was an intern. It was Hacksaw in the morning.
Terrifying.
A lot of us have the same path. Craig Elston, same thing. He trained me on a lot of the... cutting sound and tape at the old 690 days. Yeah, it's all interconnected.
I got a phone call and started as the number two on a major morning show immediately. And it was actually 15 years ago on Saturday.
Congratulations.
Right, congratulations, rookie.
Yeah, well done, rookie. And Never paid your dues.
You can face... Oh, no, we don't have Take on Woods. We got Real or Fake coming up next.
Yeah.
Need a contestant. 833-288-0973 if you want a chance to qualify for a trip to Las Vegas. 833-288-0973. That's coming up next here on Ben and Woods.
Well, I was told you guys I was in the gym yesterday and was talking to my trainer. He goes, hey, man, I hear you talking about QC Kinetics a lot. And he said, I have thought about doing PRP. He lifts very heavy weights, much heavier than I do, but there was a time a couple years ago, could not go to the gym, could not do anything because of the pain in my wrists, and then I went to QC Kinetics and got the treatments, and I'm back in the gym doing all the things I love to do, and that's exactly what QC Kinetics can do for you. Kind of starts as a nuisance, you put up with it for a while, then it impacts everything in your life. If it's walking, climbing stairs, even getting in and out of the car hurts. For me, it was picking up my children. I couldn't do it. I could not pick up my, at the time, two-year-old. And it was pretty terrifying, to be honest. So, look, that talking about that always there joint pain in your knees, hips, shoulder, and back, call QC Kinetics today. Don't wait. Make the call. Talk to the local medical professionals there. Their new orthobiologic cellular therapies, including PRP, can revitalize your joints without going under the knife. Joint pain does not get better with time. So before it's absolutely debilitating, see if you're a candidate for these life-changing regenerative treatments. Torrey Hills and Hillcrest, two different locations for you. Call, get a free consultation today at 619-614-PAIN, 619-614-PAIN. It's QC Kinetics, 619-614-PAIN.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Question, Woods. You mentioned how your meteoric rise to radio stardom pretty much started on the top. You didn't do the whole answering phones, running the board bit like Paulie and I did.
No.
Do you feel guilty at all about that?
Not even a little.
Okay, good.
Not even.
I sometimes, so my television story is somewhat like yours. I didn't have to work in, you know.
Wichita,
you know, Idaho Falls.
Grand Rapids, you know, Michigan.
Steve Smith, who I work with, was in Bemidji, Minnesota, then Kalamazoo, Michigan, and Redding, California. Before coming back home to San Diego.
Yeah.
I started and have only worked at a major affiliate, ABC affiliate, on the air in San Diego from the very start. And I sometimes feel a little guilty as I hear stories like Steve's, like Bemidji, Minnesota. You have any idea how cold Bemidji, Minnesota is in the winter?
Yeah, I've seen Fargo. It looks terrible.
Yeah, it's the grind. It's the dues that most people have to pay in that business.
Yeah, I paid zero. I paid my dues after.
Oh, yeah.
And during.
Sure.
Yeah. Never had a panic attack in my life till I started this
business.
The bill
always comes due at some point.
100%.
But yours was paid a little later.
Yeah.
Other people have to pay them earlier on their way up.
But. Yeah, I definitely don't feel guilty because I definitely feel like I've paid more than my fair share of dues. It's been a very tumultuous ride, but the last 7 years, by far the best, and smooth sailing from here on out.
All right.
Two more years. That's it.
Feel like the last couple of editions of Real or Fake were not my best efforts. I'm hoping today is a little more entertaining.
Well, you want people to win.
Well, I want people to win, but they've had 4-0. They were sweeps. Yeah. They were easy. They weren't that funny. I don't know. But we'll try again today on a Throwback Thursday. Let's get to it. It is time for Real or Fake.
Some are here for the compelling sports talk with Ben and Woods.
Yeah, you can go plow through another donut.
It's time for Real or Fake on 97.3 The Fan. Tell the people what they'll win today.
The prize is qualification for our grand prize drawing. Two nights stay in Las Vegas to see the Scorpions on August 14th, plus two nights stay at Planet Hollywood on a $100 gas card. The Scorpions returning with their 60 years of the Scorpions Las Vegas residency show. Live August 14th through the 23rd at PH Live at Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. And we got Zach ready to play a little Real or Fake. Good morning, Zach. How are you?
Good morning. How are you, gentlemen?
Good, buddy.
We're pretty good. All right. Woods is here to help you. All you need to do is get four of the seven right on Real or Fake, and we'll put you into the drawing for the grand prize. So here's what I've got for you today. The football, and maybe Woods knows a little bit about this, the football world is about to descend on New Orleans for Super Bowl 59. So let's learn a little bit more about the Big Easy in today's edition of Real or Fake. I'll give you the name of a drinking establishment.
Ooh.
You just have to tell me if it's a real Bourbon Street bar or a fake I have made up for today's game.
I've been there several times.
All right, Woods has been there. Zach, have you ever been to New Orleans?
I have not. All right, so I'm going to up on this one.
All right, that's all right. It's a guessing game. That's all right, and you only need four correct. All right, let's go. Round number one. Voodoo 37. Real or fake? Voodoo 37.
I feel like Voodoo would fit in, but I also feel like this plays into your game. I'm going to need help on this one.
Bro, I was thinking the exact same thing. I think we start with fake on that. Sounds like a bit.
Says fake. Zach, what do you say?
We'll go fake on this.
God, he's getting good at this. Yes. All right, that's one on your way to four. All right, let's go to round number two. The Sazerac Club. Real or fake Bourbon Street Bar? The Sazerac Club.
I want to say real, but what do you think?
I'm with you. I kind of want to say real, too.
Let's lock in real.
Real is the answer.
It's fake. What is Sazerac? It's a type
drink. It's a cocktail that you could order in New Orleans. I don't know exactly the mixology of it, but all right, that's all right. One and one. Let's go to round number three. The Old Absinthe House. Real or fake? The Old Absinthe House.
Real or fake?
Flake.
Absinthe.
Real or fake?
Absinthe House.
Absinthe House. It's real or fake? I've had a little too much absinthe.
The old, ye old, or the
just old? O-L-D-E. Old Absinthe House. Absinthe House.
It sounds too obvious to make up, but I don't know. Woods, what do you think?
I was hoping you wouldn't ask me. let's say fake.
Really?
Let's fake.
Three fakes in a row?
No, that's not real. By the way, in the chat, they are saying there is a Sazerac bar in New Orleans.
Is it called the Sazerac Club?
I'm sure there is many Sazerac bars, but there's no Sazerac Club
Absinthe
on Bourbon Street.
Sorry. All right, we're one and
two. All right, here we go. We are one and two. All right, let's see if we can even it up. Round number four. The world-famous Cat's Meow. Real or fake Bourbon Street bar?
I want to say I've been there if I'm not insane.
Real or fake, Zach?
I'm nervous, Zach. I'm sorry. He's in my head. I think he's real, though.
Zach, you still there?
Yeah. Oh. We'll go.
You're going real? All right.
Cat's Meow? Boom!
Maybe you have been there, because that one is real. All right, we're two and two here. All right, let's go to round number five. Bayou Blues and Brews. Real or fake? Bayou Blues and Brews. Real or fake?
It's so obvious. It sounds.
Okay, I'm going to take Woods on this one.
It sounds so obvious. Like, it sounds so made up. Bayou Brews and Blues.
Blues and Brews.
Oh, excuse me.
Sorry.
A made up name of a fake restaurant, a fake bar. Fake.
He says fake. Food. Zach?
Fake, we're going.
Fake.
Yeah!
Good one there. All right. All you need is one more of these last two. Round number six. Crazy Corner. Crazy Corner. Spelled with K's, by the way. Crazy Corner. Real or fake? I don't know if that makes it more real or more fake, but
real.
I don't know. Last time I went on my own, I lost. Woods,
let's go,
I need you.
Let's go real, dog.
All right. We're going real.
And you would be correct.
Yeah, buddy.
We have a winner. Congratulations, Zach. I think you gave it away.
He did with the two K's, with the K, spelled with the K's.
I had to be accurate. That's the actual name of the bar. Last one, Saints and Sinners.
Fake.
That's real. Okay. Pretty good game today. Congratulations, Zach. Hang on the line. Paulie will get your information at the break, and we'll get you into the drawing for the grand prize. I had some new Padres rumors, Sports Illustrated. Padres, Mets, Dylan Cease, Michael King trade talks, maybe even like the possibility of a return. We don't usually hear the rumors of what the Padres could be getting back.
I hope it's not what I saw
who they
on
could
Twitter.
Be talking about. So we'll get into those coming up when we return. First, do you know the secret to losing up to a pound of fat per day at sdfatloss.com? I learned the secret back in 2023. It really involves eating regular foods at the right times in the right portions, picking and choosing things like steak and chicken. And I followed their program to a T, and I lost 40 pounds in 60 days. You can as well. I'll lose 10 to 20% of your body weight in just 2 months with prepackaged meals, no bars, no shakes. You don't even need to exercise, and no injections or hormones either. I know they're a big fad right now, and if it's fine if it works for you, but really not sustainable unless you're planning on taking injections every week for the rest of your life. As soon as you stop, hunger is going to come back, and if you haven't changed what you eat and how you eat, you're not going to keep the weight off. I have kept the weight off. Every single pound, you can do it as well. Take advantage of the SDFatLoss.com New Year special. A new you in the new year. Get $200 off. You have to sign up before January 31st, so today or tomorrow. Just go to the website, SDFatLoss.com. Set up your free consultation. It's not just me. Chris Ella lost 37 pounds. Matt Scraby lost 40 pounds. So many tier ones have done the program, lost way more than even I have, 50, 60, 90 pounds. It is possible. You can do it. And it really is. It is a sustainable plan. You can even have some cheat days every once in a while. I did, and I still lost the weight. I promise you. This is good for busy people. This is good for people who don't like shakes and bars and mixes. That's like me. So sign up today. Get your free consultation. You got nothing to lose here. SDFatLoss.com. That's SDFatLoss.com. Wesley in our YouTube chat is leading some speculation on my real or fake tendencies, trying to figure me out.
That's the age of analytics, isn't
it? Well, you know what? If there's usually four reals and three fakes, then just say real to every single one, and eventually you're going to get four right. There's not always four and three. I've done one and six, six and one. I've even done seven and none occasionally. I do try to mix it up to make it a legitimate game. It's a guessing game, but a legitimate game with maybe, you know, one or two you might actually know. The rest of them, I like them to be fairly random guesses. Educational, but yeah, punny. I like to sometimes, you know, the funny ones that sound fake but are real, those are the ones that delight me.
You're easily delighted.
I am easily delighted. There's no doubt about that.
Oh, all right, let's get into some of these rumors, because I just saw a new one
pop up
on my feed.
John Morosi is reporting that the Padres have spoken with the Cubs now about a Dylan Cease trade. I don't consider any of these stories
Dylan Cease
to be major breaking news.
Dylan Cease to the Cubs.
It would be a bigger story to me if someone reported. Yeah, Cubs have not had one conversation with the Padres about Dylan Cease or Michael King. I would say almost every contender has probably picked up the phone and at least felt out AJ about what he's looking for if he's going to trade these guys.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, why wouldn't you? You know, there's not a lot of pitching available on the market. You know, Dylan Cease and Michael King are both, you know, reasonably affordable, productive pitchers for this year. And if you're trying to make the playoffs or win a World Series, there's not a team in baseball that probably wouldn't like. Maybe the Dodgers would say, we've got enough, we're good. But every other team would say, yes, we could definitely find room for a Dylan Cease or a Michael King in our starting rotation. So, yes, they are going to be a lot of discussions. And every time someone leaks out, yeah, AJ talked to the Cubs. Okay, fine. And you're probably nine other teams that you haven't reported on that he's talked to about these players. So it's not... that's not huge news. What was different about the report yesterday that I believe Sports Illustrated at least picked it up, about the talks with the Mets involving Dylan Cease and or Michael King, was the actual mention of a potential return for the San Diego Padres. You rarely hear like, well, what are you dangling in return for Dylan Cease? And the Mets, according to this report at least, would potentially move a top 10 to 15 prospect, as well as Starling Marte, and eat a portion of his contract. I will just go ahead and say right now, and I think Woods would agree with me, hard pass. Starling,
yeah, no, thank you.
Starling Marte is more expensive than Dylan Cease.
So $20 million.
He's got 1 year left on his deal, and over the last 2 years combined, he's had basically zero WAR.
Awesome.
He's I mean, I'd rather
see, sign me up.
I'd
how
rather
much
see,
are they, like, let's say they, if they ate 50%, you're still paying them $10 million. You're losing. You're saving what $3 million by trading fees.
Yeah, he's got 4 year, $78 million deal.
He's got 20 left for this year. That's it.
Name,
3 years ago,
it.
He had a 3.8 WAR. I don't know. You think
3 years ago,
2022, he was a 3.8 WAR player. Is there anything left in the tank for Starling Marte? It's a contract
maybe
year.
Maybe on the Nelson Cruz deal, the $1 million.
He's 36. I mean, it just, no. To me, I will. What's the value there? That's not even an offer.
No.
I mean, unless the prospect we're talking about, I assumed that they meant top 10 to 15, like in the Mets system. Better be like a top 10 to 15 prospect in all of baseball if you're thinking Starling Marte. Is the return here? I mean, that's the kind.
Is this like? What's the guy's name? Mark.
Wishful thinking.
Yeah, it's just
part of like a Mets fan. I think.
Yeah, these proposed trades are going to be the death of me. At some point, they're going to be the death of me. I think it's what will put me over the edge. But,
I mean, the Padres literally are getting nothing out of that. They're getting a player who probably doesn't improve you on the field. They're not saving any money. And what? Getting a prospect? It's a horrible trade offer. In my opinion, that would be a horrible trade offer.
Yeah. Like Diesel said, just keep Thief and let's ride. GD, we can't afford to give up starting pitching with Musgrove on the IL.
Dylan Thief.
That's how I said it, right? Oh, it's a long week. Dylan Thief.
Final.
Incredible.
Yeah, I mean, if that's the level of offers that AJ is getting, then it doesn't happen anytime soon.
We absolutely ride with Michael King and Dylan Thief. You want to entertain any of these?
I don't really want to entertain any of the offers. Dylan Cease, by the way, will be on this radio station on Saturday. He's scheduled to appear with Gwynn and Chris from FanFest in the 2 to 4 time slot. So, you know, Padres are going ahead. They have a Dylan Cease bobblehead. Dylan Cease is going to be featured at FanFest. At the moment, it appears the Padres are plowing forward with the thought that Dylan Cease is a member of the Padres in 2025. Could that change? Absolutely.
I'm absolutely fine with it.
Could change at any moment. But it doesn't sound like AJ has said to anyone, oh yeah, we're almost certainly trading Dylan Cease. If AJ, you know, they have meetings, I guarantee you that, you know, operations talks to promotions in the front office about things. And if AJ said one way or another, we're going to have to trade Dylan Cease, they're not setting up all these things for Dylan Cease. There's a good chance that Dylan Cease remains a Padre this season.
There's also a chance that he gets moved at the deadline. You know, you just never know, depending on what the team is doing. You know, are they hanging around? The thing is, these days, it's really hard to find sellers at the deadline. I mean, there's like a couple of obvious ones, and then there are those teams that are just so on the bubble. It's a lot like the NCAA tournament, right? Like, they're bubble teams. Like, you saw last year, teams like the Pirates, all kinds of teams. Like, technically, we're 4.5, 5 games out.
Extended playoffs
really changes it. It's not like the old days where it's like, oh, we're 6 games out. Yeah, I'll trade you my frontline starter who's on an expiring deal for 4 prospects and let's ride. It's just harder. It's just harder to do.
You know, like a week or two ago, I would have said, I think it's like a 60 to 65% chance that Dylan Cease gets traded. If these are the kind of offers, I'm down to more like 30 to 40%.
I was going
to
say 20%. Yeah,
he gets traded.
That you can't take on some expiring salary for Dylan Cease is fairly reasonable number.
No.
And the innings that he provides, they're just. You can't put a
Padres. What do the Padres need? They need someone who's going to produce in left field. You know, it doesn't have to be an all-star, but you know, if you can get a guy who's a 2 WAR player, that's an upgrade.
Yeah,
you need
an upgrade from what you have now.
You need depth in your pitching staff, especially if you're giving up Cease, and you need some salary flexibility to maybe acquire one or two more players. Those are the things they are looking for in a Dylan Cease trade. Maybe a prospect. That offer doesn't satisfy any of those things.
No.
No payroll flexibility. No upgrade, really, in the outfield.
No.
No pitching. And no pitching.
Yeah.
No pitching, unless this prospect is like knocking on the door and going to join the rotation, whoever this, you know, mystery prospect would be.
Yeah, it's a pass.
This doesn't satisfy any of the needs of the Padres. You don't trade guys without getting something in return.
Yeah, then the Michael King, was that Michael King to the Mets? There was Michael King to the Mets as well.
There was also the same reports that they've talked about both. It said that the asking price for Cease is higher than the asking price for Michael King, which I'm not shocked by. Dylan Cease, again, we talked about it yesterday, is the more proven commodity.
Correct.
As a starting pitcher. He's the bigger name, but he's also a little more expensive. You know, Cease is making, what, 14? King's going to be at 7 or 8, somewhere in that range. So he's a little more expensive. That usually lowers the price tags on trades a little bit. And, you know, on trajectory, Cease has been pretty consistent.
Yep.
King is perhaps still on an upward trajectory, which I would think would intrigue people. That, hey, we're getting Michael King, but what if we're getting Michael King and he's even better than he was last year?
I think he can be better than he was last year. I mean, what he was able to do at the end of the season was just ungood. That start against the Dodgers was art.
I tend to think so as well. And I think Dylan Cease, you're just hoping he's as good as he's been over the last couple of years, which is great. You know, 180-plus innings, 200-plus strikeouts.
The fifth best pitcher in baseball.
No-hitter stuff when he's on. And when he's not on, it's okay. It's not it's not great, but that's Dylan Cease. Michael King, you know, to me, if I had to pick, like, who's the more likely player to win a Cy Young this year, Michael King or Dylan Cease? Dylan Cease finished fourth in the Cy Young voting last year. I think Michael King was eighth. I'd reverse it this year.
Yeah,
I think Michael King has a better chance of winning a Cy Young award in 2025 than Dylan Cease. That's just my
feeling.
My gut feeling. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to trade either of them, man. I really don't. You know, if you're going to look to get some salary relief and pick up a prospect, you can probably part with your closer in Robert Suarez. And it would be tough to do, but you do feel like it's the one area that you have some depth in, and it's that one area where you see it, like, there has been some change to the closer's role where maybe your closer, the guy now comes in the eighth inning or the seventh inning or whatever. Like, they have some flexibility there. Not a ton, but some flexibility.
If we were going to see some movement on Robert Suarez, I would think it could happen soon. And I'll tell you why right after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. So we have seen a flurry of activity in the last 24 to 48 hours in Major League Baseball, all centered around relief pitching.
Yep.
And when moves start being made, it puts a lot of pressure on other teams because options start disappearing, and it spurs guys to maybe increase a free agent offer or increase a trade offer if they're looking for help. In the last 48 hours, here's some of the moves we've had. The Mets signed Ryan Stanek to a one-year deal. Tigers signed Tommy Canley to a one-year deal. The Royals signed Carlos Estevez to a two-year $22.2 million deal. He was the best reliever left on the free agent market. And the Reds traded for former Padre Taylor Rogers from the Giants for a minor league pitcher, Braxton Roxby. That's kind of a payroll slashing move for the Giants. Everyone going, hey, look at the Giants. They're going and getting, you know, Willie Adames. Now they're slashing some payroll. Taylor Rogers was really good for the Giants last year, but they didn't want to pay him the, what is it, 12 or whatever he's got on his contract this year, and the Reds are trying to bulk up, so they're taking on Taylor Rogers. But the Giants, I don't know if they're going to use that money elsewhere, or it's just to pay for some of their other salary increases this offseason.
I mean, Buster Posey came out yesterday and said they're not. I mean, it doesn't sound like they're going to reinvest that money that they saved on Taylor Rogers, and they kind of appear to be done making moves now. Saw a couple of Giants fans I followed yesterday that were a bit up in arms about that. And it's a weird offseason for them, right? Just you know, you lose Blake Snell and you go get Willie Adames, who's a good player. But what are we talking here as far as game changing type moves? They seem to be looking to add on the fringes as well. The Diamondbacks have made, you know, a really strong move in Corbin Burnes, but he's going to throw every fifth day. And so what the only team in the West to really, really ratchet it up is the LA Dodgers, and they're leading baseball as far as ratcheting it up.
Yeah,
so.
I think the Diamondbacks are better, but they lost Christian Walker and, you know, they picked up Josh Naylor. I do think.
Hardly know her.
I do think it'll be tough. The Diamondbacks offense was just off, like, shockingly good last year.
Yep.
Can they keep that up?
And that's with Corbin Carroll having a turd season.
I mean, that's
most
true.
Of the year.
That's true. But Marte had a pretty good year again. Yep. He's really good. I mean, can they stay at that level? Are they really the best offensive team in baseball? I look at their lineup. It's good. I don't necessarily see, oh, that's clearly the best offensive team in baseball. They might take a step back this year, on the fringes at least, on their offense. Now, they have better pitching with Burns. It's deep staff. I think they're better, but I think there are also some concerns still if you're the Diamondbacks. The only team without concerns right now, you know who's the only team without concerns at the moment.
Every other team, 29 other teams in baseball.
So, Paul, you got some, just to the audio, we just mentioned the John Morosi Cubs interest in, was it Dylan Cease or Michael Cease?
Cease.
All right, so we have actually some audio from MLB Network of him talking about it.
Yes.
Yes, for the Padres, they're bumping up against much more of a payroll restriction now than they had a year ago, which is the impetus to at least gauge the interest in both Dylan Cease and Michael King as a way to bring back some younger, less expensive talent and also potentially create payroll flexibility to add free agents who might have their price tags dropping in the last days of the offseason. What I was told yesterday from sources is that one team to watch and the potential of moving Dylan Cease, and again, Dylan Cease is more likely to move than King because Cease makes more money and therefore he would bring more payroll flexibility if they move him. So Cease is the more likely one to move. And one of the teams to watch, the Chicago Cubs.
Ooh.
Why the Cubs? Well, here's why. They've got seven of the top 100 prospects, according to MLBPipeline.com. And also, Robert and Harold, look at that column on the far right side. Estimated time of arrival to the major leagues, 2025.
They're ready.
Or six of the seven. So they are ready, Robert. Exactly right. So pay, I think, extra close attention here. The Padres right now, they do not know who's going to start in left field. Because, of course, Profar has left to sign with the Braves. For that reason, it'd be tough, I think, to justify a one-year deal like Cease. Of course, he's a free agent after 25, to give up someone of Owen Casey's ability. But that's exactly the kind of player who could make trading Dylan Cease worth the while of the Padres. Because Owen Casey, if he's in this trade, he goes right into a corner outfield spot in San Diego.
Well, former San Diego Padre, Owen Casey.
C-A-S-S-I-E, right?
C-A-I-S-S-I-E.
Owen Casey.
Yeah, drafted by the Padres second round.
He was in the Yu Darvish deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't blow my hair back, but
that
hey.
Sounds a hell of a lot better than Starling Marte and one prospect.
You have seven in the top 100. Great, I'll take four of them for Dylan Cease. Let's ride. Yeah, no, I mean, it's got to be a fleece. They're going for it. You know, the Cubs are they have some rentals in Kyle Tucker. They're going for it right now. Like, so, yeah, maybe you could get them to overpay a little bit, but still doesn't. Owen Casey does nothing to replace 180 innings from Dylan Cease.
No.
Nothing at all.
You know, and it's intriguing. Cease going back to Chicago, but, you know, north side instead of the south side would be a weird.
Casey, I mean, he's had a couple of really good years.
He's risen quite quickly.
Yeah. 22 bombs the Cubs, in Double A, 19 bombs in Triple A. Okay. Like, we got to have somebody in the rotation as well. But yeah, it'd be tough to lose Dylan.
Yeah, Keith Law came out with his organizational rankings. Cubs rank really high. They're sixth in baseball in terms of their minor league system. It's the Mariners are one, Red Sox two, Dodgers three. Bottom of the rankings, you've got the Angels at 30, Astros, Braves, Athletics, Giants, and Padres at 25.
Right. Who are the teams below us?
A's, Braves, Astros, and Angels, and Giants. But, you know, we knew that. You know, there's some internal excitement about some guys, but that it hasn't filtered around to the, you know, the prospect rankers. They see Salas and DeVries, and they say a lot of question marks below that. So you're not going to get very highly ranked in any of these organizational rankings.
I just wonder if they'll do something, you know, something major. Big trade like that is, I don't know how to feel. I'll have to see the return.
Final hour, Ben and Woods is coming up. We have a special guest joining us in our 9 o'clock hour. We'll tell you who it is when we come back. And have our biggest fan name announced as well. All coming up on 97.3 The Fan. Don't go away.